9. 80-20 training plans, 10K. It is not uncommon for elite runners to compete in both the 5,000 meters and the 10,000 meters at major events such as the NCCA Championships, National and World Championships, and the Olympic Games. In fact, it's not unheard of for a single runner to win at both distances in the same competition. The reason this is possible is that optimal fitness for the two events is similar, allowing runners to train for both distances simultaneously. Although the 10,000 meters is twice as long, for fit runners the intensity is not much lower. World record pace in the men's 10,000 meters is a scant 9 seconds per mile slower than world record pace in the 5,000 meter. The training plans in this chapter reflect the fact that optimal 10K fitness is not much different from optimal 5K fitness. They feature just a little more volume and a little more balance between moderate and high-intensity training than do the corresponding 5K plans presented in the preceding chapter. Of course, all of them are characterized by obedience to the 80-20 rule within the peak phase. Refer to your PDF companion to view these plans. The plans are 12 weeks long and begin with a 6-week base phase that is followed by a 4-week peak phase and finally a 2-week taper phase. Every third week is a recovery week. These weeks are indicated by shading. The far right column indicates the percentage of total training time in each week that is to be done at low intensity, L, and at moderate and high intensities combined, M/H. Note that the intensity breakdown for the race week at the end of each plan does not include the race itself. Level 1. This plan is appropriate for newer runners preparing for their first 10K event and for more experienced runners who need or prefer a relatively low-volume training program for any reason. Before you begin the plan, build your training to the point where you are running at least 3 times per week for up to 30 minutes or more, and are doing aerobic exercise 6 times per week. The training load starts at 2 hours and 37 minutes in week 1, and peaks at 3 hours and 56 minutes in week 10. Level 2. This plan was designed for runners who are ready to take their training load up a notch or two in order to improve their 10K time. Before you begin the plan, build your training to the point where you are running at least 3 times per week, including some short efforts at moderate and high intensities, and some easy runs of at least 6 miles, and where you are doing aerobic exercise 7 times per week. The training load starts at 4 hours and 43 minutes in week 1, and peaks at about 5 hours and 59 minutes in week 10. Level 3. This plan is a good fit for experienced competitive runners who are prepared to train twice a day some days in pursuit of improved 10K performance. Before you begin the plan, build your training to the point where you are running at least 3 times per week, including some short efforts at moderate and high intensities, and some easy runs of at least 7 miles, and where you are doing aerobic exercise at least 7 times per week. The training load starts at 5 hours and 39 minutes in week 1, and peaks at about 8 hours and 41 minutes in week 10.